I'm reading from Slate.com. Recently, one of my ninth grade English students told me her parents rewarded her for making the honor roll by allowing her to text them during class. This is written by a teacher named Liz Schulman. Says, recently, one of my ninth grade English students told me her parents rewarded her for making the honor roll by allowing her to text them during class. They like to know what I'm doing in the classroom as it's happening live, she said. We have a cell phone policy, I reminded her. I know, she said, but you can always break it to message your parents. Oh, man. My student was partly right. Emergencies happen. Parents want access to their kids, but this was not an emergency. On Slate, wrote Liz Schulman, who has been a regular guest on this show. She's been an interesting insight into the victories and the defeats, the trials and tribulations of teaching school these days in a world of smartphones. She teaches English at Evanston Township High School and is in the School of Education and Social Policy at Northwestern University. Liz, how have you been?
I'm good, John. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk to you. That's a great open to this piece in Slate.
Yeah, it was just a couple examples of so many that I could write about. But I'm hopeful because we, it's been all over the news. We do have a new policy starting this summer and in the fall that I'm really excited about.
Well, that's one of the reasons we thought we would check in with you again. What has the policy been? And then tell us what the new policy is.
So the policy that's been is just that phones are supposed to be away when students come into the classrooms. And that's been kind of loose. And so the new policy is that all classrooms are going to have those phone pouches towards the front of the room or really wherever the teacher thinks that they should go. And so there is a very clear expectation now that students will be putting the phones in those pouches. Parents have been, this has been communicated to parents as well. And so far the parents that I've heard from are supporting it. So I'm hopeful about it.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just imagining like a sleeve hanging from the door with a bunch of pouches. And when you come in, you just drop your phone into your pouch, something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Is there any concern about somebody taking somebody else's phone? Because that's an $800 thing the kid doesn't have in their pocket now. What's the consideration there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some concerns about that. And there was like a whole like FAQ sheet that it went out to parents and that was one of them. I mean, I think they're, it's going to have to be part of the beginning of the year discussions with students about it. There have been controversies in the past. Are teachers responsible? Are students responsible? So I think it's definitely something. It's going to be one more thing that we're going to have to deal with in the fall.
We're talking about Evanston High School, but are you happy about this policy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm really happy about it. And, teachers have been asking for this, and it was a really good collaborative effort with the administration. A teacher at Oak Park River Forest, Daniel Wallman, also lent his support. It's been an effort, it's been taking all year. A lot of teachers, a lot of staff members, administrators have been going to meetings and to really try to work this thing through because we have all the research, other schools have done it. We know the damage that it's causing to our kids.
What do you mean by that, Liz?
I mean, we have all the research to know that, all the social, emotional, mental health issues that have arisen with the increase of phones. And, I'm excited that students will be in a classroom where they can get a break from the very thing that is harming them and that we can actually focus on critical thinking. Students can be taking academic risks and stretching their minds academically without worrying that somebody's recording them, without surveillance. Those things give me a lot of hope about getting, like, restoring the sanctity of the physical classroom space, I think that that's been lost. And I think this is an effort to get it back. You know, when students cross that threshold, what happens in that classroom, you know, becomes a microcosm, and it matters. And I think this is a step to get that back.
Are you saying that a student might be hesitant to raise their hand and give an answer or an evaluation of something because somebody else might be recording it on their phone and then posting it on social media and embarrassing them?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It has happened. And I, admittedly, teachers I talk to, I've been afraid of the same thing. I don't feel that I have taken the as much risk that I could take as a classroom teacher, knowing that there's a possibility of me being recorded.
Hmm. When you talk about the harm that phones cause to kids, I could see how that would be embarrassing, humiliating, harmful that way. But I also got the sense that you're talking about just the constant screen time leads to depression and disassociation and a lot of negative mental health things. You're talking about that also, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we see it. I mean, the mental health issues among teens is astronomical. The depression, the anxiety, it's affecting their ability to learn. And so I think having a break from the phone and frankly, having a break from the constant messages from home, you know, trying to kind of restore that separation between home and school, I think is going to be really important, too.
Can you talk about who selling it to the kids and selling it to the parents? What were the differences there?
I haven't heard too many students talk about it with me, to be honest. I think at this point it's the end of the year. but the parents who I've heard from are looking forward to it, and I think that maybe this is the push that that we've all needed in the community to really get us there, because the texting from parents, as I wrote about in Slate, those were just a few examples, and the constant contact from parents really can harm the relationship between the student and the teacher, and it becomes this kind of triangulating dynamic. And that's not to say that parents should never contact the teacher. I mean, there could always be a reason why, but the constant contact, I think, will be really good for kids to get a break from that, and they can focus on their learning at school.
It seems to me like it's almost a twofer. Not only will the kids probably have a better learning environment, the phone's not in their hand and they're not intimidated by sounding silly when they answer a question, so that's just good academically, but also, even if you weren't teaching, if you just were resting the phone away from the kid for 45 minutes, that in itself is 45 healthy minutes. So it's two for one, isn't it?
For sure. And, one of the concerns is, what if the parents do need to get hold of their kid? Well, there are 10-minute passing periods. It's not a total ban on phones. It's not like they have to lock it up the second they walk in. They will have the phone. It's just when they're in these academic spaces. And so I think it's a very nice setup. We have these passing periods. We have lunch. Parents can get hold of them if they need to. But you're absolutely right. I think getting a break from the very thing that is hurting them will be so good for them and us.
Whenever you come on, Liz, the phone lines light up, the text line lights up with parents and people with comments. Let me read a couple to you. Phones! ! As a substitute high school teacher, phones are horrible. Phone pouches are the best. I will only sub for teachers who have this policy. It works. People are using old calculator pouches. No issues with people taking the wrong phone. And the next one says, I'm a teacher and I so wish we had this policy. Kids cannot focus. It's so detrimental to my work and the kids' learning. Your comment about those?
100%. I mean, I think that all schools need to be working towards this. And like I said before, it has to be a very collaborative effort between the administration and and the staff and the teachers, and it can be done.
What about this, though, Liz? I'm a parent of a student, capital letters now. I total support this new cell phone policy. My only question is, why did it take so long? The fact that the fact is that phones are bad for a classroom. Some schools did have more restrictive policies before Evanston did. Why did it take so long?
I don't know. I think things in education can seem sometimes to move slow and fast at the same time and in different ways. I don't know. Teachers have been asking for this, and I do think that parents have been an obstacle. So I'm glad to hear that that so many are supporting this now.
Kids have so little time to get to the next class. This will have to be organized. I presume they're talking about the chance for the kids to check their phone messages, but that doesn't strike me as a big problem, do you?
No, and I mean, our passing periods are 10 minutes. It's a lot of time.
Wow.
It's a lot of time.
10 minutes? What are they doing for 10 minutes?
I don't know. but it's a lot of time, and we have a very large school. I mean, we have 4 miles of hallway, so a lot of them have to go from one quarter to the other corner of the building. But it's enough time, and what I opened with the Slate piece that you read, school is not a live stream, and it's just that constant contact isn't helping. So I think this is going to be good for everybody.
Talking to our friend Liz Shulman. She's a teacher of English at Evanston Township High School. She's also in the School of Education and Social Policy at Northwestern University. And she has commented in the past and talked to us, as well as writing in national publications, about the business of smartphones in the classroom and how teachers and parents and students manage that. The policy is changing at Evanston High so that the kids will have to park the phone in a pouch when they come into the classroom. And Liz, I think I'm quoting you correctly here. You are very happy about that.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
Not everybody is. Hey, John, I'm a parent and I don't like this policy. And here's what this parent says in two sentences. I teach my kid to use the phone only in emergencies. I worry about active shooters, emergencies, etc. So this is somebody saying their kid won't abuse this. They've taught them not to use the phone unless they need to. And now you're taking it out of their hands. What do you say to those people, Liz?
Well, I think it's understandable concern. Security experts have said that if there is an emergency, then students should not be on the phone so that they can listen to the school-wide instructions and to not give away their location on the phone. But the phones will not be locked up. The phones will be in the room. If there's an emergency, they will have access to their phones.
John, years ago, we called into the office in case of an emergency. That worked perfectly fine. They went and got the kid. And I don't know if that happens anymore, but it would seem to me like that would be a fail-safe, right?
Yeah, it happened to me when I was a student. My grandmother passed away. My parents called the school and came and picked me up. They came to the classroom and took me out. And the thing is, it didn't disrupt the rest of the classroom. When I have had situations where parents send a text to their kid and it's something, an emergency about home. And this affects the, 25 other students in the classroom. And so this policy will help that as well. And I think there's going to be a learning curve. I think it's going to take some time. So we'll have to check back in August and see if I'm still really positive about it.
See if you're still employed. see if maybe you just said, oh, skip it, I'll quit. Because all kidding aside, this has been probably one of the reasons that teachers consider their careers, right?
Oh yeah, and it's completely changed education. Social media, the phones, and I don't know that we've ever recovered since the pandemic. I mean, Jonathan Haidt in his new book, The Anxious Generation, is talking about that. It was before the pandemic when cell phones were really affecting these kids. More like 2012.
What about this, Claudia? You're on WGN with Liz Shulman. Hi, Claudia. What did you want to say?
Hi there.
So I was just telling your producers that I have two kids that attend CPS high schools and two different high schools. And both high schools had different cell phone policies. So my daughter, her school had a zero cell phone tolerance policy. If the cell phone was visible in any way, shape, or form outside of the lunchroom, the phone was confiscated, and the only person that could pick up the phone was a guardian. And the guardian had to be whoever is listed on the emergency contact form. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I absolutely loved that. The students all kept their phones in their backpacks or on their person, and they were not visible. It was never a problem. My daughter loved it. My son attends a school, another CPS high school, and they have a more relaxed policy in that students can have their cell phones out, and some of them use them in class. That's up to the teachers. But I find that to be problematic. My son, during parent-teacher conferences, I asked one of my son's teachers, has he ever disobeyed you with having a cell phone out? And the teacher replied, yes, there's been a couple of occasions. So at that point, I actually asked the teacher, why is this the first time I'm hearing about it? Why have I not received a phone call or an email from you so that I can address it? Because that is disrespectful to the teacher and disruptive to everybody else. So again, it's two different CPS high schools, two different types of policies. And as my daughter, who attended the first school with the zero cell phone visible policy, she loved it.
What an interesting story. Thank you, Claudia. By the way, do you mind sharing with us the name of the two schools?
Yes. The one school that had zero cell phone policy is the High School for Agricultural Sciences in Mount Greenwood. And the other school that has a relaxed policy is a selective enrollment John Hancock High School.
Claudia, thanks for the phone call.
Oh, no, thank you.
Liz, your final thought about that call?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I think it's very confusing to kids. I mean, even you know, she's talking about different policies at different schools. I mean, I think, you know, in schools where there's not a policy that's enforced by everybody, kids are getting, you know, equally confused just moving from one classroom to another classroom. And so, it's been hard to navigate. I would say, though, too, that, you know, if I understand wanting a call, you know, wanting the teacher to call. I think if I would have been calling hundreds of parents this year about phones. Yeah. And so I think, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
That's what I thought the teacher was going to say. It's like, we didn't call because that's all we'd be doing. Liz Schulman teaches at Evanston Township High. She's over at Northwestern, and maybe we'll connect again in August. But our best to all of you with that new, more restrictive policy at Evanston Township High School. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you so much.